Family First, you're speaking.
Hi, my name is Randy Williams. I was just transferred over to you from somebody named Shane.
Oh yes,
I believe he was talking to my sister, Brittany mm-hmm. Washington. But I guess we're trying to get in touch with her. But I don't know, my sister is not really available at the moment, mm-hmm. and she's trying to text me. But I was trying to call my sister. But she's not available. She's at work. I don't know, mm-hmm. you know, exactly what she's doing at the moment. So I left a message about you guys are trying to get in touch with her, and mm-hmm. she wanted to take her to start the upward process. But see, I don't know exactly what you just stuck with my sister so far, or whatever. I don't want to step over what she's doing, you know, mm-hmm. without getting back to her to need the information. So.
Right.
But she was the person I was speaking to, she was assisting on transferring me over to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. So are you Brandy?
Yeah, I am Brandy, yeah.
Oh, hi. Okay, yeah. So you'll be the caregiver, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, your sister had reached out to us, you know, saying that she wants to transfer to our services, our home care services, and you'll be the caregiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I just wanted to explain to her the intake process, that's it, you know, just touch base with her. But we can start from your paperwork, you know, since you called me, so that way we can get it started, you know, faster.
Okay,
so let me explain to you how the process works. So, first of all, do you know if hours have been approved yet for Renee?
Yes, it has been.
Oh, okay, that's good. Okay. So what we will need, you know, in order for to start the case is that we will need you to be signed up with the paperwork, and then, you know, which is a very easy process. And then the second thing is that we need the authorization from the insurance company. But, you know, we'll deal with that. So as for your paperwork, so I'm going to send you a text message. Is the phone the 0990? Is that phone good for text?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to send that to you, so, you know, the application requirements, that way we can go over together. Okay?
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay,
I just sent you a text. You can let me know when you get it.
Okay, I see it.
Okay, good. So as you see, there are four links that you need to complete. So, you know, it's application, direct deposit, NNW-4, you know, things like that. Okay. Now, we will need a TB test that was done within the last year. Did you get one done yet recently or not?
A TB test?
Yes.
Not recently.
Not recently, not within the last year.
Yeah, no, it's not in the latest year, no.
Oh, okay. So you will need to get a new one. Do you want us to help you schedule and cover the cost?
How much would it be?
So I'm not sure. I'm trying to think how much it is. I'm not sure exactly how much that is. I mean, HR would be able to tell you. You know, if you want, you can check if your insurance covers that. But, you know, either way, we can help you schedule it if that's, you know, if that helps.
Okay.
But it's up to you, unless you want to just do it on your own.
I mean, if I do it on my own, then I just have to send you a copy of it, right?
Yeah, so you just have to send us a copy of the results.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. The only thing is that, do you think you can get it done, you know, soon, or does your doctor have a long wait time?
How soon do I have to have the paperwork out?
So that really depends on you, how soon you want to start with us. You know, the longer it takes you to get it, the longer it's going to take for you to transfer over to us. So, you know, it's really up to you.
Okay.
Most people I know that call in, you know, they want to just get it going.
Okay. I'm trying to think, because I'm trying to see if I put my my because I'm starting my other stuff. So I'm trying to see if I put my team. So how long it's going to be?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I could fill this out like right away. I'll just get everything done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not a problem. Okay. So now, besides the TB test, what we will need is IDs. Which form of IDs do you have? You have a picture ID, driver's license, social?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so you can send us a picture of your picture ID and your social security card. Okay, just take a picture of it, and you can just reply to my text with a picture.
Okay.
Do you have it with you now, so you can just do it now?
Well, I'm not near my stuff at the moment.
Okay, not a problem. So whenever you get a chance.
Yeah.
So whenever you get a chance, you can just respond to my text with pictures of those.
Okay.
Okay, now for the last thing that we will need, we'll need proof that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years. What I say first to check is when your ID was issued. If it was issued more than 2 years ago, then we can use that. If not, it can be an expired ID. It can be any bill, bank statement, letter, you know, anything like that that is dated for 2 years back and has your Pennsylvania address or even an old address.
Yeah, I have my current address.
So it doesn't have to be your current address. It has to be any address, you know, it can be any address in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It just needs to show that you're a resident of Pennsylvania 2 years ago. Do you think you have anything like that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, so that's about it.
Okay.
Okay, any questions?
You wouldn't know how much I would be getting. It would have to be based off the hours, right?
So that is based off the hours, yes. How many hours is it? I can find out for you.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how many hours was approved.
Oh,
you
don't know. Because
like I said, you could, yeah, because you guys have, my sister had more information. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Her head stupid.
Mm-hmm.
She's not
okay.
Available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe, you know, you can either ask her or you can have her call me when she has a chance. Do you think she can text or that's also not something she can do?
No, I text her, but I don't know. She hasn't responded back to me yet. So
I was just thinking if I should reach out through text.
Okay. Oh, yeah, try to reach out. Yeah, I think you can try to reach out to her to text.
Mm-hmm.
And she should respond back. But like I said,
okay.
I don't know what she's doing because she's at work. So I don't
mm-hmm.
know what, you know.
Yeah, and she probably works the same hours that were open.
Mm-hmm.
Does she work from 9 to 5?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does.
Oh, okay. So I don't know if there's going to be a chance for us to talk even then.
Yeah,
you know,
she does work 9 to 5.
Yeah, unless she responds to my text, you know, after she leaves work and then I respond tomorrow. So we can do that. Yeah, but I appreciate you calling me.
Yes.
And if you have any questions, you can just give me a call. Okay, you got my number, the number I texted you from, that's my number.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
Okay, thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.